All right, we're official. We are in the very first integration call of the Strong From Within Coaching and Self-Coaching Forum. Thank you so much for being here. It's been a long time in coming, and I am so grateful for you guys. So we're going to do like we always do and start with a formal opening, and I thought for today it might be fun to read the Strong From Within prayer that'll be going in the Strong From Within book. You might detect a theme here. So here it is, Strong From Within, bringing alignment to the internal struggle. So many inner voices, all with ideas and gifts and needs, often competing, judging, criticizing, bringing alignment to the internal struggle, listening, allowing, appreciating, responding, all, orchestrating an internal symphony, rich, complex, moving, beautiful, one of a kind, fully you, radiantly alive, gloriously messy, bringing alignment to the internal struggle, strong from within, one of a kind, fully you. So you have access to a bunch of materials around starting this, and it's so funny because I put in a worksheet about why do we want to be strong from within, and as I was preparing all this, I thought, oh my goodness, it's really good that this is a pilot program, because I think the what comes before the why. So I thought it might be good for us to start on this call with what it means to each of us to be strong from within, because this is definitely not about my definition. It's whatever's important to you and however you perceive it. And of course, I have my ideas and my definitions and my poems and my prayers and my book and blah, 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 blah. And those are my ideas. So I would love to, if one of you would like to start, just sort of brainstorming. You may already be very aware of this, or we may just be starting the conversation. And I'm imagining anybody who's drawn to this program is drawn to the idea of being strong from within. So I just want to check in with you guys. Which one of you would like to go first and just play a little bit with this?
I'll go first.
Ephraim, go ahead.
So one of my first thoughts went to the words that I have and the feelings and desires that I have that I've discovered through Desire Map. And strong from within is such a feeling of empowerment and groundedness and creativity and generative strength. It's feeling ecstatic, it's feeling vibrant, it's and all these are feeling words, so much of it is just how I feel in any given moment.
Thank you. Alicia, did you just rejoin us?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So we're talking about how one of the worksheets was around why are we interested in strong from within, but I sort of forgot the beginning point, which is what does strong from within mean to each of us? So it's funny. Both of you guys have deliberative, so I do not mean to put you on the spot. And if you have some initial ideas about what strong from within means, I would love to hear them. For you specifically, having nothing to do with what I think or what I say about what it is.
Okay. For me, I think it's being able to live and manifest your purpose and your gifts, pulling from, you know, whatever you were born with, whatever virtues or talents or strengths the universe might have bequeathed on you, and being able to manifest that from the inside out in a way that's hopefully both positive and impactful for you and the people around you.
That's so beautiful.
I agree. Yes, that too.
Do you want to do another round, Ephraim?
Sure. I was just talking about how strong from within for me was so much about how I feel in any given moment. And those things are, like, when I'm feeling strong, it's generative and powerful, empowered, it's vibrant, it's ecstatic, it's alive, and all of those things feel like they hold manifestation power. So I love when I said yes, that too, it was like, for me, all of those emotions and feelings, they are the seeds for action and production and creativity and putting things into the world.
Yeah. So it starts with how you're being strong from within, which then naturally manifests how you're doing from that strong from within place.
It does. And the feeling into the doing practice for me is where I tend to fall apart. But I sure like that feeling part.
You got that down.
I do.
I hear you. So I'm going to go ahead and take a fresh stab at it. I've sort of been focused on the whole branding aspect of strong from within, which is honestly not my favorite because it seems to sort of cheapen it to me. And so when I think from a very personal standpoint, how do I know when I'm strong from within? What is strong from within for me? It often has to do with making sure that I'm staying within myself and responding for myself, as opposed to taking in what is going on with everyone else. Because of my empathy and connectedness, it can be pretty easy to be strong from within with others' input, which is not exactly the same thing. And there's also this other whole aspect that is around remembering again and again and again that there's this life going on out there, and if I ever start to feel victimized by it, it's like, wait a minute. I'm creating my life, so what do I want to do with this? Instead of feeling like I have to react to what I seem to think I might be a victim of. So when I have the presence of mind to remember that it starts within me, then I can do or not do, think or not think anything I want to, as opposed to feeling like, oh, wait, external circumstances are controlling me. So that's very different, and that's definitely still a practice.
Yeah.
Kind of humbling, really. So, if either of you guys got to the why, we could talk about that. We could also talk about looking at what you'd love to see yourself doing by being in this program. The point of these calls is that whoever shows up on them really gets the opportunity to be coached around the material we're working with. So I realize we're just starting out, and you may or may not be prepared for that. But we're here. We're co-creating this. What would you like to do next?
I haven't had a chance to look at the materials yet.
Okay.
I mean, I looked at the site, and I just sort of skimmed over what was in there, but I didn't open anything. It was on my phone, and I wanted to do it on my computer.
Sure.
I would love to hear kind of an overview of where it is you see us going in this program.
Yeah, absolutely. I would be happy to share that. Included in your materials that's already in Module 1 is something called a core program outline. And also, because this is a pilot program, we'll be shaping it as we go along, and I imagine things will change as we go along. For right now, what you'll see in the core program outline is 9 modules of material, and a new one will be released every couple of weeks. So this first one, what's included in Module 1, is a preforum self-assessment, and you just rate a bunch of different things on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 meaning you don't have any focus on that, and 10 means you're rocking it. And it's lots of areas around what I think a lot of people might consider aspects of Strong From Within. So, for example, stuff around getting outside, taking care of your body physically, doing something around prayer, connecting with the divine, then things around how you speak to yourself and how much you're judging yourself, to how well things are going with your close people, to if you have a home that feels really peaceful and good to you, and then into some of the things like Alicia mentioned around knowing your purpose, knowing your why, living your purpose, knowing your strengths, refraining from fixing your weaknesses, having a sense of your core values, knowing what makes you unique, championing that, living that, and then a bit about work and business. Is your work and business aligned with your purpose, strengths, values, gifts? Is your business serving you? Is it serving your ideal clients? So it really will help when you fill it out in the beginning to see where the areas are that feel important to you, to have a pretty strong focus in shifting those numbers over the course of being engaged in the program. And it's specific to you by looking at broad areas. Broad areas meaning your body, your environment, your work, your values, that kind of thing. So that's kind of the preform self-assessment will actually kind of give you a sense in the general way of where I'd see it going. And my hope and idea around having it be ongoing is you decide what's most important to you to focus on. You keep working on it. You spend more or less time with each module of material, depending on how that fits for you. So this is my attempt at bringing some consistency to my individualization. You know, individualization is number 5 for me. Consistency is number 34 out of 34. And I think there's a value in the consistency piece. So this is kind of a grand experiment for me, actually, Ephraim, in how to effectively deliver the same material to everybody, but have each person's experience be very much their own. So does that answer your question, bring up more questions?
It does answer my question.
Yay. So if you're curious around the other 8 modules, number 2 is around reliance, and what that means specifically to me is however it is you rely on the divine, and also however it is you rely on the closest people in your life, both personally and professionally. The 3rd module is around self-care. The 4th module, self-love. 5th module, strengths. 6th, core values. 7th, kind of pulling it all together and looking at what is your specific genius. The 8th is around looking at the world from the inside out and operating in that way rather than kind of like I was mentioning earlier, feeling like a victim of outside circumstances. And then the 9th module is around putting together a new script around all of it for you. So that's my idea. We'll see what unfolds.
Sounds like a fun thing to co-create with you.
Thank you very much. I'm actually really excited about the co-creating part, and I suppose that helps my individualization be more front and center with this, because it's been a challenge thinking about how to create a structure so that each and every person receives the value they need. So I will be, I mean, that's just my natural way of looking at things. You know, I am so not here to have everybody do the same thing, because that makes no sense to me from my perspective. So,
right.
Co-creating it. What were you going to say?
I just said right. I was in agreement.
Gotcha. Yeah. So, Alicia, are you still with us? If you're speaking.
Yes, I had myself on mute.
Yes.
Because there are noises in my environment sometimes.
Do you have questions or things you want to bring up from listening to what we've been talking about?
Well, I haven't looked at the materials online either yet, but I am trying to understand the self-assessment. So is it looking at where your focus is now or where you want your focus to be or both?
No, it's more like an assessment of where you are right now. So the very first one says, I get outside most days. And you'd say, 1, I never put any focus on this. 10, I'm rocking it. So then depending on where it is, you would then go back and look at all of those and say, well, let's pick another one. Say, for example, my home feels peaceful and restorative to me. You might give yourself a 5 on that, but it doesn't make that much difference to you. So then you're fine with that. So it's just assessing where you are with each of these. And I would imagine most of these would hold some importance or a lot of importance for most people. Otherwise, this probably isn't the kind of program they'd be in. But you know, I may have written some that aren't as meaningful to you. And it occurs to me in the spirit of individualization, we might even have a place to have people add in their own, like what you want to assess now and do better. So if you knew there was something that was really important to you that you weren't doing as well as you wanted to, you could rate it now, then be working on it, and then see where you are as you went along. Did that answer your question? Or does it bring
Yes, up? But I have another question.
Great.
Well, okay, so if it's assessing where you are now, then once you've finished it, is the idea that you would go back and, like, circle or highlight the areas where it's like, okay, I'm not doing well and I actually want to do better?
Exactly. And theoretically, most of them, that would be true. There might be some, like I mentioned, the one about my home feels peaceful and restorative to me, which I know that is not true for you. You do want a peaceful and restorative home. But say there were some that weren't important to you, you just wouldn't be focused on them as much.
And is there an assessment at the end?
Of course.
Okay.
And since it's an ongoing program, probably what I would do is encourage people every month or two to see what their progress is. And then also that helps know where to put more focus because you decide.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the idea, is to, if this were a program that started today and ended on a certain date, of course the post-assessment would be at the end, and theoretically everybody would have done amazingly and, you know, all have 9 and 10s on every single one. But since it's an ongoing program, you sort of determine where you're putting your focus and when you reassess and what feels like good numbers to you. And you'll already know, the great thing about filling out a form is it's in black and white, and so you've got something to work with. But if you've really shifted something, like say you never got outside any days and you realized, what in the world, I'm spending my life inside and I don't want to be, you're going to know that you're getting outside more and more and more. And if you were to go back and fill out the form, you'd be like, yeah, it's an 8 now, cool. And that would not be a surprise. So given everything I just said, does that help for you, or do you still have questions about it?
That answers my questions. Thank you.
All right, cool. Ephraim, anything else you hear in that you would like further explored before we move off of the self-assessment?
Nope, I'm great.
Cool. All right, so let me see how I can explain this. One of the things that's kind of broken my brain about this program is some of the logistics. So it's really totally fine that neither one of you have looked at the material, because we'll have calls like these integration calls, the first, second, and third Tuesday of every month, and not the fourth or if there's a fifth. And new material will come out the first and the third week of the month. So we will next week be talking about this material again. So hopefully by then both of you will have had a chance to look at the self-assessment and fill it out. And then there's just two focuses right now. One is around why you want to be strong from within, but I think given what I've just shared with you earlier, I'm going to go back and add a what to that. And then there's another worksheet it's really about saying what kinds of goals do you have for the program. So some of them might be personal, some might be professional, and I gave you some examples in the worksheet from real clients of mine. I've changed their names, of course, but so you kind of get a sense. It could be very concrete things like you've decided you want to lose 20 pounds, or it could be other more amorphous types of things, like you want to be happy with your life again. And then it could be work things that you want to shift how you're doing your work, what you're doing for your work. You want to add something new to your business. So it's kind of like all of the modules can be applied to anything. So you're going to state what you really want to be applying it to right now. And so the material that's included in Module 1 doesn't take a lot of time because it's sort of just laying your own groundwork, but it might take some contemplating on your part. So as soon as you get a chance, do look at the materials. It won't take you very long to look at them, but then give yourself the most time to just kind of sit with it and think about, well, what do I really want to accomplish? And why is this important to me? And what really is strong from within? And since you've both already answered that here, you may just want to put that right in your worksheet, or other things may come to you. So we'll be going from there. And next week, we will be covering the same material. And also, there'll probably be additional and different people on the call. So we'll see what they're up to. And the idea for the integration calls is to be able to have ideas from others in the program as well. And since it is an ongoing program, people will be joining regularly, and they'll be doing the material from their time frame. You know, their module one won't be completed at the same time as yours. And we'll see how all that goes too. I've got some ideas for how to integrate that. But again, pilot program, here we are. So that's me doing a lot of talking. What for either of you, even though you haven't looked at the materials, is there anything you'd like to talk about, you'd like to share with us, you'd like me to coach you around? I mean, you have this great opportunity. There's just us here right now. And I realize since we're at the beginning, that might be kind of foreign. So again, I just ask what might be a good use of our time for each of you.
You mentioned something at the beginning that caught my ear, and it was feeling like you don't have to fix your weaknesses.
Indeed. And that caught your ear because?
I found it to be comforting.
Mm.
And I found it to be, I don't relate to that as a common belief around weaknesses.
You know, it's true, and it's funny because of my huge involvement with StrengthsFinder. People always want that. They want to know what their bottom five are so they can get busy on them. And StrengthsFinder is really what made me be aware that, you know, we have this precious life, and if we're going to be busy fixing our weaknesses, it's going to be a lifetime of frustration. Because they'll get a little bit better by sheer practice and frustrated repetition, but we have this brilliant opportunity at the top end of our strengths to make an amazing contribution that nobody else in the whole world could make. You know, not even one of the, I think I just heard the statistic that only one in 238,000 people shares our top five strengths, not even in the same order, just the same top five. And even then, we apply them to different interests, you know. So I have met one woman now who shared my strengths, which was thrilling. And she's an executive coach for a Fortune 100 company that she doesn't love their culture. And, well, she's smart as a whip, and I love her as a colleague. I wouldn't want her life, and my guess is she wouldn't want my life. So looking at the top strengths, and not just the top five because there's not a magic in that, and not just even strengths, looking at your values, looking at your interests, looking at where you apply your strengths, that's where your contribution's going to be. And trying to pull in things that are your weaknesses, it's a lot of wheel spinning. And sure, sometimes the things that are your weaknesses have to be done. And then it just makes sense to partner, hire out, collaborate, have somebody do it that it's their strengths. You know, what a difference that makes. So that's kind of my short answer. And I, rather than a monologue, I'd love to hear what you hear in that and see how we could take it a little deeper.
I think what I heard is that we waste a lot of time thinking that we have to correct things that maybe they might be views from the outside or views from the inside that really in the end don't matter that much, and to turn our focus to the things that make us individual contributors to the larger society and to ourselves and to our own lives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes the larger society doesn't matter at all, I think. But to focus on those things is far more important than wasting our precious minutes on trying to figure out how to tie knots better, whatever silly reasons we think we have.
Right.
I just finished listening to Big Magic by
Elizabeth Gilbert.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm tossing around one of the concepts that she put in there. And it's about how we purpose can sometimes feel so heavy. And dramatic, and the importance that we put on that can feel like a weight rather than an inspiration. And she feels like the answer to that is to approach life and more things with curiosity, which sometimes opens up deep places where, you know, purpose comes in and you feel all of that and you follow it strongly. And it also allows you a place when you feel stuck to just flow more with what's actually interesting to you at the moment.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think that whole idea of purpose being heavy, it's probably because most people think, I've got to find my purpose and then do it. And what if we have lots of purposes? You know, what if it isn't that static? And it seems like it would be very limiting.
Right. And if you are following your life and inspirations around with curiosity, then it's much more likely that you'll discover multiple purposes in the smallest places. Surprising places.
Yeah. Okay. So you helped me bring to mind, I've shocked myself and then shocked everyone I know in two ways recently. One is by joining the gym with a guy, which nobody thought it was a big surprise when it was with the guy, but then I finished with the guy and continued to go to the gym, which was pretty shocking to everybody, including me. Because
hey, congratulations.
Thank you. But literally, I had a goal this lifetime not to join a gym, never to go in a gym, which I had not gone in a gym until I went into one with him. And then I loved it. And I'm like, what in the world? Who is this? What is going on? But I loved it. So I kept going because I loved it. And the other one's been slower in coming, but is getting more rabid is the word that comes to mind. And I know this because today at lunch, I was reading up on the Broncos and why we let our third string quarterback go and let the bad previous quarterback come back. And I've been a Broncos fan for a while, but it's new. And it's strange to everybody that they can't talk to me during games now and whatnot. But today when I'm reading the news, this is the first time ever that I've read Bronco news. I'm like, huh, isn't this interesting? And I still couldn't give you an articulate reason as to why I now love the Broncos and have to watch all the games. I just know that I do. And wouldn't it be a shame to miss that because of my rules? You know, I'm never joining a gym and I'm not a Broncos fan. Turns out, not so much.
That is, I love that. I mean, of course, the larger question that comes to my mind is, I mean, how many rules and constructs have we made that just limit us and limit us and limit us, and how small is the box? And, you know, I suppose that has to do with our psychological, emotional, spiritual ability to, you know, handle a particular world. And then it's so hard, it can feel so hard to just break out, even if it's to do something as simple as go to a gym.
Right? That's not exactly revolutionary. Lots of people do it, but I was never gonna. And
right.
Thank
and it
goodness.
Was revolutionary for you.
It was, but thank goodness I let go of that, you know, I was never gonna. So, yeah, and I think that's why, to me, the whole concept of strong from within is really, it's alive. I would hope that we all have lots and lots of different ideas around what it is, and I don't mean a list of who we are and who we aren't, and then that changes. But more like, you know, maybe there's an extremely broad definition of whatever helps us be more alive, or whatever helps us be more engaged, or whatever helps us be more curious, whatever helps us be more connected. I don't know. And I would guess it's a little bit different for each one of us, because I kind of had to laugh when you told me curiosity, because curiosity is such a strategic thinking strengths kind of concept. Like, even though I'm a coach, curiosity is not really where I go. I go to expression. Mm-hmm. You know, how can you express it? And you ask five other people and they're probably going to use five other words. So
yeah.
Not being limited by any of them. If curiosity isn't my word, fine, it's expression. If next week it's not expression anymore, it's understanding, cool. You know, if the week after that it's something else entirely, like allowing ourselves to expand and develop and go into new territory.
Right. I mean, whatever word or inspiration or idea has the power to pull us out of our heaviness into what it is that we want.
There you go. I love that. Yeah. So I really do appreciate what she said about purpose feeling a bit heavy. And that probably heavy isn't always the most useful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're coming to our time of completion. Is there anything else at all from either of you before we actually do our closing?
I think I'm good.
Okay. Alicia, are you still with us?
Yes, and I'm good too.
All righty. So just a couple of details that might help you guys. I already mentioned what you'll find in the materials and to look at it sooner rather than later so you have the time with it. And then, again, we'll be same time, same place next 2 weeks on this conference line covering this material as we move into two for the next week. So hopefully that helps with just some of the logistics around what we're doing and how we're doing it and We'll send out emails to that effect too. And as always, if you don't know something, you know where to find me. And what was I thinking I'd close with? Oh, I was thinking I would close with something very short. This is one of my favorites from the Thriving Workbook, and it's just four lines. It's called Flourishing. Clear mind, open heart, strong body, radiant spirit. So thank you guys for being here today and kicking this off, and I will see you same time next week.
Great.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.